Coach's Corner, live on 1410 AM, 96.9 FM, KLEM. Here's Denny Callahan.
Hi, thanks, and good morning. It's 9 minutes after 8 o'clock. It's time to talk with some coaches. And today we're going to step away from basketball for this Saturday, and we're going to talk to wrestling coach Shane Asenius and to the bowling coaches later in the program, Kelly Bork and Gary Brady. The bowling team's off to good starts. The wrestling team also off to a great 5-0 start, winning three more duels last night down at Hinton and taking first place in the Hinton Duel Team Tournament. So Shane will be up next, and we've got all four of our basketball teams in action last night as well. Galen won a doubleheader at Trinity, 58-35 in the girls' game, as Galen goes to 3-1 in girls' play. And the boys off to a 3-0 start. They won 53-40 up at Trinity last night. They'll play Trinity again here in a couple of weeks on the 19th, 2 weeks from today, for the conference counter at the Galen Gym. And the MIRAC Conference basketball race started last night. Sergeant Bluff Luton was in town to play Lamar's. SBO in the girls' game, 50-29, dropping Lamar's to 0-3. And the Lamar's boys beat Sergeant Bluff Luton, 53-48, avenging that sub-state loss last spring, with Bulldogs losing in that trip to to the state tournament on the line. So Bulldogs with that victory go to 2-0. They've had a good week, winning up at Unity and winning their home opener last night. They go to 2-0 and 1-0 in the MIRAC. Got Lamar's at Council Bluffs AL on Tuesday. Long road trip for us. We'll have that doubleheader starting at 5:25 Tuesday night. Lamar's heads up to Western Christian on Thursday. Friday, we've got Galen at Harris Lake Park. So our busy sports broadcast schedule continues next week. Today in college football, number 12, Iowa State plays host to West Virginia. Number 24, Iowa's at Illinois. Nebraska at Purdue. Regular season finales for a lot of the college football teams today. Well, we'll take this break. We'll get Shane Asenius on the phone, and we'll be talking some wrestling shortly. Stay with us.
Is your house getting a little too small? Do you just need to change what you like your neighborhood? Let your hometown boys, Stratmeyer Home Improvement, upgrade your current home to meet your needs. Remodel a basement, add a new room, or beautify the exterior with new siding. Stay in your familiar surroundings and let Stratmeyer Home Improvement make the best of both worlds with a new look or new space for your home. Stratmeyer Home Improvement and Construction is the perfect choice with over 30 years of service to the local area. Call Steve today at 546-4606. Stratmeyer Home Improvement and Construction Center. Your hometown boys.
Hy-Vee Pharmacy on 12th Street is your one source for all your health care needs. The Hy-Vee Pharmacy carries all your pharmacy needs, plus the convenience of one-stop shopping for your pharmacy. Meats and produce, floral, fuel, wine, spirits, bakery, photo development, catering, and prepared food to take out or eat in at Hy-Vee. Shop the employee-owned Hy-Vee, your one convenient stop for all your pharmacy, fuel, and home shopping needs.
At Nohava Construction, we build the world's best roofs, and we stand behind them. We've been recognized as an elite roofing specialist year after year. At Nohava Construction, we have a high accuracy rating. We use the world's finest roofing technology for our commercial projects. Whether it's new construction or roof replacement, we work hard for our customers. You're the reason we install the best commercial roofs around. Nohava Construction, your elite roofing specialist.
Nohava Construction Lamar's has roofing covered and then some.
Are you looking for local and dependable overhead door sales and service? Hi, my name is Adam, owner of Chapman Overhead Doors. We are excited to bring over 30 years of experience from the Spencer area to Lamar's and surrounding communities. Chapman Overhead Doors services all makes and models of commercial and residential garage doors. We sell only the highest quality Midland doors. Call Chapman Overhead Doors for a free quote today. 541-1179. That's 541-1179.
Corner, live on 1410 AM, 96.9 FM, KLEM. Here's Denny Callahan.
All right, and Shane Asenius joining us this morning on Coach's Corner. How's Shane doing today?
Oh, the voice is about gone, but better than normal.
Well, I'll tell you, opening up with back-to-back nights of dual wrestling, that's kind of challenging to get the season started.
Oh, geez, and that first night was down in Council Bluffs, so you know, we didn't get back to Wade on Thursday night and then back at it yesterday.
Well, kids showed they've got a little spunk about them as they won all five of the duels, winning over AL 51-17, beat Heelan 36-35, came from behind in that one, and then won all three of the duels last night down at the Hinton Dual Team Tournament, 63-12 over Hinton, 37-27 over West Lyon, and 54-23 against Cherokee. You got to be happy with the start of things.
Yes, that's a good start. 5-0 is a really good start, and we almost gave away that Heelan duel. We did not wrestle real well that first time out, but I love the way the kids responded. We're very happy with how they're wrestling and how they battled through that that tough duel, the first duel out.
I know there's been a lot of talk, and I know we had a couple of discussions about it leading up to the start of the wrestling season. How are you going to navigate this COVID period and wrestle the sport of wrestling? And I heard everything from they weren't going to start till after the first of the year. They were taking all kinds of precaution, but they started on time. And how's it going so far?
Well, we're really happy that we're wrestling. You know, there's a whole bunch of athletes here that just want to go compete. So we're really happy about that. The other thing is that, you know, they just, our kids handle the mask requirements really well in practice and at meets. And very seldom do we have to remind them, get your mask up, that sort of thing. And I think that adds to us being able to stay with it, you know, whether or not you agree with masking, but we're able to continue to wrestle because they follow those guidelines. You know, in practice, it's we have them in pods of four, and they're getting a little bit squirrely right now. The kids are, because we match them up with match our veterans with our younger guys and girls at the beginning of the year, so that we can get some really good teaching time out of them. And then around Christmas, we'll put them in more like ability groups so that they have to battle every practice. And they're handling that really well right now. They're getting a little bit like, hey, coach, we want more better coach. But they'll get there. We'll get there, and we'll get them to peak at the right time.
Talked about masking. They don't wrestle with a mask on, do they?
They don't. While they're on the mat, and I guess that's just kind of a risky take. I don't know how it'd even be feasible, you know. We had Aiden Hogue wrestling last night, and him and his opponent started bleeding, and it was the longest match I think I've ever coached, number one, because they both used up a lot of blood time. But if you think about masks and them coming down and falling off while you're wrestling, we'd have a lot of matches like that.
Yep, we would. It'd be hard to keep those darn things on when you're right. In such close contact in hand-to-hand duel contact, no right. less.
We have close contact, but the nice thing is, on a given night, really our kids only have exposure to two other kids, two opponents. You know, you think about football, and there are 11 other kids on the other side of the ball that they potentially have contact with. You know, and I'm not saying anything bad about that, but you know, as long as we mask when we're not wrestling, and as long as we're, you know, cognizant about what we're doing, we can really limit exposure in the sport. The funny thing is about that, Denny, like right now, there's a few places where they don't want you to shake hands after your match with your opponent. And I'm thinking, you know, they were just face to face, and they were just, you know, cross facing across each other's noses. And now you're going to tell them they can't shake hands. It's kind of weird.
I think, football and basketball has kind of gone that route, too, and it always seems a little strange to me, too. You've just been in combat all night, so sometimes kind of breathing pretty close to each other, and you can't shake hands, though, after the game's right. over. So looks like you got a little more depth this year. I know last night in the three matches you wrestled, you used a lot of different 106, 113, 120 pounders.
Sure. We're actually pretty thin at the bottom and at the top as far as, you know, competitors. We do have three 106 pounders, which really helps us out as far as, you know, moving around and getting matchups.
And one of you know pretty well.
Yeah. Well, Kylie.
Yeah.
she's doing really well. She's a competitor, you know. And but we're able to move around at those weight classes a little bit and get the matchups that we want in order to win duels. And thus far, you know, our wrestlers are okay with that. So, but it's all about the team.
Kala Langles filled the 120-pound class for you a couple of times this week.
Sure, yep. She does a great job. And really, you know, her and Bailey Brady are both at that 113, and Bailey beat her in the first set of challenges. So Kala's kind of has to go 120, you know. Mm-hmm. It was awesome to have that competition. Both those girls work so hard, and they're great. They have great sportsmanship, and it's great that they're able to have somebody to compete with every day.
Kylie, of course, been wrestling since the little kid wrestling, hasn't she?
What's that?
Kylie's been wrestling since little kid wrestling days.
You know, I mean, Kylie kind of started in seventh grade. Her little sister, who's an eighth grader, wrestled quite a bit longer than her, and she'll be coming up next year. But Kylie's gotten a lot better really fast. She has a really mean cradle. I'm sure her dad's teaching her at home.
That's Brian's daughter, I guess, isn't it?
Yep, that's Brian's.
Stand out at Lamar's community these days. I'm sure Kylie hears about that all the time.
I think she would prefer not to. She does.
Do you not have a girls' team this year?
We do. It looks a little different, you know. Kind of along with the JV, I think a lot of things are going to be canceled this year on the JV side and on the girls' side, because they're trying to limit the number of people. We did go down to Humboldt and had a girls' duel against Humboldt early in the season. I couldn't get that sent to you guys because it wouldn't come out on my media stuff. But we won. You know, we won 7 out of 16 matches, and that's pretty good considering Humboldt was seventh in the state last year at that girls' state tournament. So, we do, and they'll compete the Friday night before the Spencer tournament along with the JV. But we have a girls' team.
Okay. How many girls you got out this year?
Well, I think right now we're at 12.
That's about what you had last year?
Yeah, we've lost a few, and really we've lost a few of our guys, Denny, because we start the season and they were quarantined right away, and then we're 14 days in, and then they're, well, you guys have already started, you know, so this, you know, the whole COVID thing, I think right now is hurting our numbers a little bit. So,
mm-hmm. Well, I just hope it's a healthy year for everybody. I should mention, we can't break down all five of the duels over the last two nights and talk about each individual victory, but they're on our webpage. We want to go in there and see who were their winners in each of those dual wins for the Bulldogs. Let's go through every weight class, though, and you can kind of talk about the kids that are competing in those weight classes for you.
Sure. At 106, we have Connor Peterson right now. He's still down there at 106. He's staying little. Right now, it's an advantage to have a older wrestler at such a lightweight class. He's wrestled some really good matches this year. I'm really excited about where he's going to go because he's gotten so much better. And he should, because he works so hard and he's a great listener, and he's mentally tough and just an outstanding kid. He's going to continue to get better. I see quite a few wins out of that young man this year. And he's already had some really good matches where he wouldn't have won last year, but this year he's kind of crossed that bridge.
160-pound class, they're almost an endangered species, those smaller kids, aren't they?
Oh, man, I was talking to all the coaches, you know, that we've wrestled thus far, and they're like, we cannot find little guys, you know. They struggle, you know, getting those kids out. It's kind of sad, because really, you know, if you weigh 106 pounds in high school, you're going to have a hard time finding a different sport where you can really be competitive. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't think there are very many, you know, 6-foot 106-pounders for the basketball court, and they'd have to be certainly be pretty darn fast to play on the football field, you know. So our sport is just tailored to those little people, and it shouldn't be that hard to find them, but we have to work at it.
And of course, back in my day, it was 95 pounds was the small guys. It's fortunately not gone that route for a while now. You've been at 106, but is there a chance they're going to up that weight class to another level, like they did the 95 pounders once upon a time?
Well, the state does their assessment according to what we put on the body comp information and the track wrestling information, and there's been a couple times they've adjusted the weight classes to fit the population of wrestlers, and we would be okay if they would do that. You know, I think the powers that be in the background are always trying to look to make the sport better. So if they find across the state, you know, only a certain percentage of teams have 106 pounders, you know, maybe they'll reassess that again.
Okay. Well, used Kylie Yesenius a couple of times last night at 106 to go out and get her hand raised as taking a 4 foot. 113, who's wrestling there?
113, we have Bailey Brady, and she's a competitor. You know, she's tough and she works hard, and we love having her in the room. You know, she's the kind of girl that she wants. She's going to take what she wants on the mat. You know, if she wants to win, she's going to continue to work toward it. And she's going to set goals and reach them. You know, the bright spot of my day on Thursday, she got a match in the duel, and she came off and she said, "He didn't pin me." You know, that's what I was going for this time. You know what I mean? So she's going to continue to inch closer, and we'll see some varsity boys wins out of Bailey. Okay. She's just got to keep working hard.
At 120,
we have Calla, and Calla's kind of bumped up there, so she's, you know, a little bit undersized for that weight class. But again, another, you know, outstanding wrestler that works very hard. You know, both of them need to work on being a little bit more physical on the mat and moving a little faster, and they'll find more wins. But all in all, they're coachable, they're learning, and we're going to get them somewhere. So Calla's doing a great job also.
Okay, 126, more familiar name there.
Yeah, I'm a veteran, Blake Dirksen. He's, you know, he texted me on the bus on the way home on Thursday and said, "Coach, tomorrow morning, can we sit down and go through films?" He's a student of the game, you know, wants to get better. And he just can't say enough about a kid like Blake Dirksen and his work ethic and his commitment level. So we're so happy to have him there. And between, you know, we kind of got those back-to-back duo of him and Hines, you know, and between those two, they're going to win us a lot of duels.
All right, Daniel Hines at 132. How about 138?
138 right now, we have Juan Sanchez in there, and he's, you know, he was JV kid last year. He hasn't wrestled that long, but, man, that kid has a gas tank. He will go. He will not run out of energy. It's craziness on the mat. You know, he caught the Abe Lincoln wrestler and pinned him, and he was down like, I don't know, 13-7 or something, but it was outstanding. He's doing a really good job right now filling in for us. We have another wrestler that won that spot. Unfortunately right now with his body comp, he's unable to go down to 38. So, Juan's kind of filling in for us right now, and gosh, he's doing a great job.
Okay. Next weight class, 145.
Alex Allen won that spot at 45, and he's wrestled forever and a day since he was a little tyke, you know. And he's started out the season really well. I think he only has one loss right now, but he's tough on the mat, and he's so strong and so wiry, and he gets people out of position. And you know, the other upside is he knows what he's doing. So, you know, he's puts himself in position to win matches. I think right now, being a freshman, I think he's – and he's not – I wouldn't say, like, standing out like he's nervous, but I think he's he's just learning the ropes right now, and he's doing a great job of it. So
had a couple of pins for you last night in a 4 foot. So he went 3-0 down at the Hinton Duels.
Yep. He's a great kid to coach too. You know, he's so coachable. So really big upside for Alex Allen, and it will be so much fun to have him for 4 years.
All right, 152.
Okay, 152, we have Jackson Sattel. I feel like we've had those guys forever, you know, Jason and Jackson, and they are just scrappy wrestlers. Jackson got a couple big wins over the first, you know, five duels, and he's a battler. You know, they're fighters on the mat. You know, they win positions because they're willing to be scrappy. And so we find ourselves when we're coaching just telling them to be scrappy. I think they invent their own rules sometimes. You know, Jackson invents his own rules on the mat or his own moves on the mat, and they work for him. So, we love having him, and it'll be nice to see him, you know, round out his senior season. And he's close to 100 wins, and hopefully he gets there.
Jason Sattel, his twin brothers have a little trouble breaking into the lineup. He got so much competition in those middleweight classes.
Yeah, he got beat by Camden Firehelm in the challenges. But you know what? Jason's gonna work hard, and he's gonna come back, and he's gonna challenge Camden back. So that's kind of the unique thing about wrestling, and that's what we love about it. So every day, we encourage Jason to keep working hard and go beat Camden, and we tell Camden, you better not let him catch you now. You know, so but yeah, he's gonna battle back, and he's going to work hard and try to get that spot back. And, you know, to be honest with you, if a spot changes hands like 10 times in a season, that means we got two pretty darn good kids there. So if that happens, it happens. So, yep.
So you got Camden Firehelm wrestling at 160. He's kind of new to your lineup, but he's wrestled a lot too, I think, in the past.
Yep. He's seen a lot of mat time when he was younger. He's got a couple big pins too. So he's another kid that can get people out of position. You know, I think last night he got a pin just with his legs. It was the oddest thing. He flipped this guy just with his hips and his legs. And I was like, wow. So, you know, he's good in certain positions, and we just got to continue to get him better. Okay. But he's doing a great job. He's had a great start.
All right, 170.
At 170 right now, we have Ryan Sadowski. We got to get him better on bottom, in the bottom position. He wrestled a really good, outstanding wrestler last night, and he stuck with him, which was great to see. Ryan is tough. He's tough on the mat. He's good in positionally on his feet. But there are a few places where we just got to continue to get him better, and I know he'll get better. And he's going to win a lot of matches. But love coaching him. He kind of has that little bit of honoriness in him, that X factor, you know, that you love to have as a coach, especially in the sport of wrestling. So he'll do good things.
All right, 182.
At 182, we got another youngster. At the 182, it's Aiden Hogue, and Aiden is, you know, fun to coach, and he's a very, very talented young man. He's come away with a lot of good wins thus far. You know, him beating the Cherokee kid last night, who's Wood, I believe. He's been around forever in that program, and Aiden got him last night. You have a freshman that's winning matches at 182. That's a really dangerous thing as he gets older. You know, he's kind of following the footsteps of his brother right now. But I think he wants to break some of his brother's records. He wants to be a little bit better on the record board. So he'll continue to work, and he's a great kid. He has a lot of blood in his body. He bled a lot last night from a bloody nose. So he got off the mat and he said, "I think I'm a little bit dizzy." Well, I think you lost a gallon of blood. he wrestled really well last night, so we're very happy with him, and we're very happy with the start he's gotten as well.
Okay, you have veterans wrestling in the final three weight classes for you.
Yeah, Riley looks really good, you know, and in the last couple of years, it seems like his reaction time wasn't as quick as we'd like it to be, but man, last night he was reacting, he was moving well, and it was great. So he's done a great job. He's had a couple big throws for pins, which really helped the team out, and, you know, he's a what I like about him, too, is he's a really coachable kid. A yes, sir, you know, I'm going to do what you ask, coach. So, you know, he's going to get better really fast because he listens. And right now, you know, he's spending a lot of time by the coaches in the practice room, and he's getting coached up because, you know, he wants to be around there. So he wants to get better, and he's doing a good job for us right now.
Riley Sadowski, of course. And in 220, yep. We got a state tournament qualifier wrestling in that weight class.
Yeah, Colton Hogue, he's, you know, Casey Crawford from Hinton emailed me on yesterday, right before the tools, and said, I thought that kid graduated. Like, no, we still have him, and he's going to think we're going to have a Hogue for, you know, 7 years because we got that younger one in there now. But, you know, when you have two kids like Anderson from Hinton and Colton, anyone can win those matches. You know, Anderson was third in state and Colton was seventh in state. And he got Colton. He kind of made Colton wrestle his match last night. And that's good. It makes us better. So losses make Colton better. I know they do. So very happy with how Colton started out. And Hermes works out with him a lot, one of the assistant coaches. And he says, listen, Colton is 20 times better than he was last year. So, we'll see. The sky's the limit for Colton, so we're going to see how the season progresses here. He's also a great leader, and that's really nice to have on a team where you know, you had Jacob Franks and Small, who really led the team for the last 3 years, and I wouldn't say we're missing him, you know, but we've had some leaders step up, and Colton's one of those, so appreciate that from him as well.
Last but not least, heavyweight, Andrew Mura.
Andrew Mura, man, he's a powerful dude, you know. He got a few pins over the first five duels where he just muscled the guy down and did his little bar arm and put it on his back and flattened him out. He's doing a great job. He wasn't out last year. Said he had to do more work, and so we're just ecstatic that he's here this year and working out with us and having fun with us and maybe. He sees right now that, you know, I only got a little bit of time left to wrestle, and he wants to take advantage of that. But he's working his tail off and continuing to get better. And, you know, he's been around this program a long time. We're really happy that he's on the mat competing for us this year.
All right, 5-0 for the Dogs through two nights of dual action. Now, the only thing I've got on your schedule for next week is the MLC Floyd Valley JV tournament. Are you going up to that?
We are on Monday. We'll send our JV and our girls up to MLC, and then we actually just scheduled a duel last week on Saturday night. That next Saturday night with Elk Point Jefferson. So okay. They're going to come down here, and we're going to have a home duel, and we're going to have senior night and all that stuff. So that just got put on the schedule.
Okay,
so.
Very good. We'll add it to our schedule on our website. Shane, got to cut you loose there, get the bowling coaches a little time. So appreciate you joining us this morning. Great start for you. We look forward to seeing your kids wrestling the first home match. Got one before Christmas. That'll be the double duel with Council Bluffs TJ and North on the 17th. Of course, got one next Saturday now. They've added that one. And the Lamar's Invitational circled the date. It's the 16th. Hopefully, everybody's still all healthy enough to have that not be interfered with. So,
totally agree.
Yep.
Thank you, Danny.
Yep. Talk to you soon.
Sounds good.
All right, Shane Asenius. We're back with more Coach's Corner in a moment.
When you get hungry, get to Subway in Lamar's on the corner of Business Highway 75 and 3 or the Walmart location. Subway's classic breakfast menu is served all day. You can get $5 footlongs when you buy two in the app or online. Reward yourself with Subway My Way Rewards. Earn while you eat. You can enroll at Subway.com. Try the barbecue classic while they last, or any one of the classic sandwiches made your way. Subway on the corner of Business Highway 75 and 3 and at the Walmart location, Subway in Lamar's.
Ask Ameriprise Financial Advisor Michael K. Rulin about the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. It's a personalized, flexible, step-by-step approach toward financial balance. Call Michael K. Rulin, Financial Advisor, Certified Financial Planner Practitioner, and Ross Rulin, Financial Advisor today at 712-546-9525. Office located at 129 Central Avenue, Southwest Lamar's, Iowa. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Specializing in EPS buildings and homes, new construction, and remodeling, Sitzman Construction has been doing business in the Lamar's area for 15 years. They're your area expert in EPS solid core shops and homes. Jeremy and his crew would love to come out and give you a quote on your post-frame agricultural building, new home construction, or even your home remodeling project. At Sitzman Construction, quality and customer satisfaction are the focus on the job. Call Jeremy today at 546-4263 and start building with the best, because at Sitzman Construction, they satisfy your construction needs.
When you get hungry, get to Subway in Lamar's on the corner of Business Highway 75 and 3 or the Walmart location. Subway's classic breakfast menu is served all day. You can get $5 footlongs when you buy two in the app or online. Reward yourself with Subway My Way Rewards. Earn while you eat. You can enroll at Subway.com. Try the barbecue classic while they last, or any one of the classic sandwiches made your way. Subway on the corner of Business Highway 75 and 3 and at the Walmart location, Subway in Lamar's.
Coach's Corner, live on 1410 AM, 96.9 FM, KLEM. Here's Denny Callahan.
Back on Coach's Corner this morning, we're going to talk some bowling for the rest of the show. We start with Kelly Bork. Kelly's back to guide the boys' team. How are you doing this morning, Kelly?
Doing very good. Doing very good. How about you?
Not bad. You're off to 2-0 start, so I was just kind of looking back at last year's roster and your state meet qualifiers and all, and boy, you got hit by graduation a little bit from that team of a year ago.
Well, that's a unique way to put it, that's for sure. You know, we have had a pretty veteran group for 2 years running there, actually, and Brody Vanderloo being about the only one returning here. So, we got hit pretty good. Those are five pretty amazing boys, and they established quite a run there, and we don't see them this year, that's for sure.
But your JV has been pretty good, too. They kind of fly under the radar. They probably don't get as much notoriety, but your JV was clipping along with unbeaten records, too, steadily for the last few years, along with the varsity. So they were just waiting for their turn, and now they're getting their chance. And so far, so good.
Yeah. You know, I would have to honestly say, and you ask all of our boys, that we do talk about that. We'd like to see our JV program, you know, excel the best we can and keep building there. So we always know that we've got a good group and some good kids coming up. And they took a lot of pride in that last year. We competed very well with and actually beat several other varsity teams during our meets last year. And kind of this year again, some of these newcomers are doing a really nice job. But, yeah, that group last year I think knew probably all year what they were going to be stepping into this year, knowing that, you know, it was their turn and that they were getting ready and preparing themselves. And I think it's made them a little more comfortable and confident in how the beginning of the year has went. You know, as you said, we're 2-0, and our last meet here last week against North was pretty competitive. It was definitely close enough that we were concerned the whole time. And, you know, they laid down a few good Baker games and put it away.
When was the last time you lost a regular season match? It's been a while.
You know, Jim Brady's really good at keeping track of this, and I'll probably mess it up, but I want to say we're somewhere around 61 or 62 meets or something like that in a row. So it's been quite a few years that we have let one down, that's for sure.
All right, wins over Spencer Sioux Central in the opener, and then Sioux City North this past Monday to get the MIRAC conference race started. And you've had two different kids with the high series and high games in both of those meets, so pretty good balance, it looks like.
It is. It is, and it's really nice when you have that, and you know, the boys will they'll definitely attest to this. And we talk about the team all the time. We don't like to focus on an individual. It's a team thing. We always want it that way. And on any given night, it seems like one guy will struggle, or two guys maybe will struggle, and two guys will bowl their high series, just like you said. And, you know, they're great at supporting each other. They want to be happy for each other. And, you know, the bottom line is to come away with a win. But, you know, we've had Caden Worth out of the gate there, had a really awesome series, and got us really started there, and just bowled super. So that was definitely fun to see. Isaac's been he's been super consistent all year, and Isaac Thompson's last year was his first year with us, and boy, he's just turned into a really consistent bowler. But he's really bought into it too. He's taken a lot of pride in it. He's dedicated himself, got some good equipment, and I mean, he's really been doing a good job as well. Brody's really consistent. You know, Brody's our returner, and he's fairly quiet in the leadership role with his voice, but he leads by example, and he just continues to knock down really good, solid, consistent scores all the time, which is good. We need that type of guy in our program, without a doubt. I tell you, a big surprise newcomer is Trevor Fisher. For a freshman right now, currently, he's actually our leader for our meet average from the two meets, believe it or not, just shy of a 200 average by, if there is such a thing, a half a pin. But he's done so well, and he just, he'll admit he was probably a little nervous when he first started there, but he has really stepped in and just done a really nice job. He stepped into that role. And he's the really big newcomer. You know, the other kids have been around bowling JV for a couple of years, but not Trevor. He's pretty new to the mix.
Okay. He had a 400 series in that win over North, so that was big for you. One of four 400 series that just rolled that night.
Yeah. And that was one of the things we talked about, too, having four guys over that number was great. We always – our goal is to try to shoot 3,000 if we can for a night total. That's really something we want to try to do. We feel like if we ever get above that number, we're going to feel good. And if you get beat, you get beat. But feel pretty darn good about that. We were just shy of 3,000 there. We're really close. But overall, they felt really good about where they were at. And again, that takes a team thing. Zach Dempster, he's been a little kind of up and down, a little inconsistent. He's thrown down some really good scores and struggled on a few, but he's one of our good leaders. Zach's kind of stepped into that role as wanting to take a little charge, and he wants the group to do well and function well together, and kind of keeps everybody in line, so to speak. And Tyler Sunt's another one. Tyler's new to the varsity role, and he has knocked down some really nice scores too, in and out of practice both. His last series was super solid. I know he was over 400 for sure, that 415 range or 420 or something there, I believe. But they've all really stepped up, I think, and it takes the right group. Tay Hasman's another one. He's a brand new young one. He's a ninth grader, and Tay's bowled some really nice scores as well. And him and even Josh Fiddler, another ninth grader, bowled some really, really nice scores. And so I think it's going to take the whole season to try to figure out the right six that work together the best, but we definitely got a lot of choices, so that's good.
That change from week to week, then you probably have challenges every week, don't you?
Yeah, that's a great point. We did. The first week is just, honestly, or that first meet, excuse me, is a little bit of a, just kind of our gut feeling as coaches. Gary and I we just kind of sit down and decide. We do go by the numbers a little bit, but that first one especially is kind of more based off of last year and kind of how things have been going. And, the first meet we had Tay Hasman actually in that varsity spot, and then the second one we had Trevor Fisher. And we're going to continue that, honestly, probably for sure here before Christmas anyway, and just kind of keep moving a few kits around to try to find it. Yeah, and we every week we usually take one practice day, and we have challenge matches where we'll just we have a qualifying day, and they'll blow two or three games just like a meet, two practice balls, and away they go. You know, and we let them know a day ahead, so when they come in, you can tell they're pretty focused and they have a little different mindset than normal. And we just kind of keep plugging in some numbers, but you know, there's more to it than that. Obviously, we got to look at their, you know, just their overall kind of character and you know, their team fit and just how the whole group falls together, maybe. So, but yeah, the neat thing is we're going to have seven or eight pretty good choices here, I think, before it's all said and done.
Three more stops before the Christmas break, and back-to-back matches coming up next week, Thursday. The kids go to Ida Grove to wrestle OAB, or to bowl against the OAB CIG, and then they go to the Council Bluffs TJ tournament on Friday the 11th, and wrap it up then with a December 14th match at Sioux City East. So, Kelly, good start for you. Got to get some time here for Gary, so we can hear about the girls here next. So, thanks for joining us this morning, and keep up the good work.
Awesome. Thank you so much. We greatly appreciate it. Have a good holidays.
All right, you too. Kelly Bork, boys coach at Lamar's Community and Bowling.
A complex system of bones, joints, ligaments, and tendons choreographs every movement throughout your day. Where you get care for your body matters. Turn to the experienced team at Foy Valley Healthcare, where technology, orthopedic care, and therapies meet to support your every move. From sports medicine to scopes and carpal tunnel surgery to complete knee, hip, or shoulder replacements, the orthopedic services at Foy Valley can help keep your complex system working for you. Foy Valley Healthcare, your community, your health, your life.
Whether you're building, remodeling, or renovating, choose the professional that you've come to trust, OH Livermore Construction in Lamar's. OH Livermore Construction knows what you want and expect in your building and remodeling projects. So whatever your building needs are, from commercial to residential, remodeling to a complete renovation, contact OH Livermore Construction for a free estimate. That's OH Livermore Construction in Lamar's.
Perspective Insurance, better together to provide you an even greater level of service and support to all of Northwest Iowa. From running a business or buying a home to adding another car, or maybe it's looking over your current farm policy to make sure you are fully protected. Whatever your insurance needs, call Perspective Insurance in Lamar's today at 546-7821 and make sure you are properly covered. Perspective Insurance in Lamar's, a new way to view insurance.
Is your house getting a little too small? Do you just need to change what you like your neighborhood? Let your hometown boys, Stratmeyer Home Improvement, upgrade your current home to meet your needs. Remodel a basement, add a new room, or beautify the exterior with new siding. Stay in your familiar surroundings and let Stratmeyer Home Improvement make the best of both worlds with a new look or new space for your home. Stratmeyer Home Improvement and Construction is the perfect choice with over 30 years of service to the local area. Call Steve today at 546-4606. Stratmeyer Home Improvement and Construction Center. Your hometown boys.
Coach's Corner, live on 1410 AM, 96.9 FM, KLEM. Here's Denny Callahan.
All right, back on Coach's Corner, talking bowling this morning. Got Gary in now to talk about the girls' program. He's taking that over from Gail Swanberg. So, Gary, good to have you on the program again. I think we had you on a couple of years ago, and we were still doing these live and in person, but doing a little different this year, and we appreciate you taking some time this morning and visiting with us.
No problem. Glad to be here.
All right, let's talk about the girls. Like the boys, you're off to a 2-0 start. I don't think you had quite as big a rebuild as maybe Kelly did, but you did lose some to graduation, too, off that state tournament qualifying team of last spring.
Actually, no. I have the entire team back.
Oh, do you?
This is like the easiest coaching job. this season, I have next year we're a little bit worried because I have a whole bunch of seniors leaving. So we have four right now that are seniors on the varsity squad.
I guess I wonder where everybody came back off that team. But
yeah, and we got fourth last year at state. We were nine pins out of the third spot. So, and they didn't feel like they bowled out all that well at state. So that's a really good sign for this year.
Well, like the boys, you've had two meets, you won them both, and you've had two different girls be high series, high game in both of those.
Right. We actually almost had two separate teams because we got hit by COVID so bad. we only had 11 girls this season go out for bowling just because it's just been a crazy, weird year. And we had five that were quarantined.
Wow.
For our first meet. So,
see, that's why I thought maybe you rebuild a little bit because there were some names in there I hadn't seen before. So that would be why.
Right. So we had, I think we had four first-year bowlers on that first meet, and they only had six practices, and those girls stepped up and bowled really well for the, you know, the first time ever being on varsity and with a new school and not really sure what was all going on. I was really proud of how they did.
All right. Well, Caitlin Coates, legend that first meet win, and she is a veteran. You've had she's been involved with the girls bowling program for several seasons now.
It seems like she's been there a really long time, doesn't it? But, yeah, she's always been one of our top bowlers. She's only a junior, too, so she'll be back next year.
Okay, who else on the team that we're going to see a lot of this year?
Well, we have the Sheafin twins, Sam Sheafin and Olivia Sheafin. They are our dynamic duo there. They just, I think Sam is averaging 201 in meets right now, and Olivia is just a little bit under. She had one bad game in there because, you know, these girls have only bowled twice because they missed the first one because of COVID. And so Olivia's at 177, I believe, for her average. And our girls team, they're just the wrecking crew. They are just crazy good. And what's really fun is they have no idea how good they actually are. You know, we're not really competing against a lot of the other girls' teams when we go out. We're trying to beat all the boys' teams. That's where they're at. I mean, their averages are so good. And the girls' team just meshes really well. There's most of the time, you know, there's not a whole lot of things I got to do unless somebody, you know, falls apart just a little bit and on needs just a little tip here and there. But for the most part, they just roll right along.
Mm-hmm. Emily Peters had the high series, high game in the win over Sioux City North the other night. She's another pretty steady performer for you.
Yeah, she's the one, she throws real hard. We have a couple girls that throw a little more of a touch, a little finesse bowler, and then Emily is our power bowler. So they play totally different lines. They don't, you know, they don't bowl similar at all, but boy, they all mesh together really well. And she's only a sophomore. So to make varsity on this squad last year was a huge deal as a freshman, because that just doesn't happen very often as a freshman and with our girls program.
All right, who else are we going to hear from?
We have Alyssa Williams. She is a senior this year. She is at 191 for an average right now. All of our girls have some of the highest averages in the state. You'll see some superstar bowlers, you know, every team, you know, every conference has one or whatever, but we have five, six girls who are, their averages are just awesome. And hopefully that just continues to go up as the season goes on. But actually, I think we have a couple, two or three that are looking at bowling in college this year, next year. That'll be kind of fun for them.
Yeah. Trinity Brunsting, Westhoff, and Sam Otto and Kylie Duvall kind of stepped in when those other kids were missing in action in that opener, so they stepped in.
Right, almost all of them are freshmen. Kylie was on the team last year and on the JV squad, but the rest of them, that was all their first meet ever. Wow. So really excited how they actually did, and that was a really great experience for them. They all got the letter their freshman year. So, that they bowled so well that first meet was just great. We weren't really sure how that was all going to go, you know, because the girls' team has that big streak going, too. I think we're at 76.
Oh, longer than the boys, then.
Yeah. I think we got about half a year on them, something like that. And so that goes back, you know, almost, 9 years, I think.
Okay.
So, you know, most of the girls have never lost except for when they go to a big dual meet in the state tournament, or not dual, a big 18 meet at the state tournament where we get whatever place.
That trip down to Council Bluffs, TJ, next Friday for that tournament, that's always been a a tournament where you see some new teams and some better competition.
Right, yeah, we're the returning champions of that tournament. That's a lot of fun for us, to, just because it's teams we don't get to see very often. We now that we're in that conference, so we see those schools quite a bit more often, but there's always a couple schools there that are different, and it's always fun to go to some of the bigger centers.
And you are the defending champions of the conference, too, we should add.
Yep, that was our first year in that conference.
And I should mention the Lamar's Invitational coming up at the end of January, January 30th. Always a fun, that's a Saturday, I believe, isn't it?
Yes, but unfortunately, that got canceled for COVID.
It did.
We're just not a big enough center that we can host that many teams right now and just have people be safe.
But you're going to host the MIRAC tournament, aren't you?
Yep. That's still on for right now. We've talked about several different options with that, possibly splitting the boys and the girls teams on two different days. So then, you know, there won't be so many people, and there probably won't be fans at all allowed, which is horrible. But we're doing a live stream thing now, so people that can't go can just go on the school website, and there's a link, so then they can watch all the bowling games.
Okay, that's good to know. I didn't realize they were streaming those as well. I think they're streaming about all of the events.
Yeah, they are.
Hey, we're out of time, but thanks for spending some time with us, Gary, today, and good luck the rest of the season for the Lamar's girls. Sounds like it's going to be another good year for you.
Yeah, great. I just want to throw out one quick shout out for Ryan Hobelheinrich. We didn't get to her, and she's a senior this year on varsity. I just didn't want to skip over anybody.
Yeah, she's had successes in the past, too.
Absolutely.
All right, very good. Thanks, Gary.
No problem. Bye-bye.
Hy-Vee Pharmacy on 12th Street is your one source for all your health care needs. The Hy-Vee Pharmacy carries all your pharmacy needs, plus the convenience of one-stop shopping for your pharmacy. Meats and produce, floral, fuel, wine, spirits, bakery, photo development, catering, and prepared food to take out or eat in at Hy-Vee. Shop the employee-owned Hy-Vee, your one convenient stop for all your pharmacy, fuel, and home shopping needs.
At Nohava Construction, we build the world's best roofs, and we stand behind them. We've been recognized as an elite roofing specialist year after year. At Nohava Construction, we have a high accuracy rating. We use the world's finest roofing technology for our commercial projects. Whether it's new construction or roof replacement, we work hard for our customers. You're the reason we installed the best commercial roofs around. Nohava Construction, your elite roofing specialist.
Nohava Construction Lamar's has roofing covered and then some.
Are you looking for local and dependable overhead door sales and service? Hi, my name is Adam, owner of Chapman Overhead Doors. We are excited to bring over 30 years of experience from the Spencer area to Lamar's and surrounding communities. Chapman Overhead Doors services all makes and models of commercial and residential garage doors. We sell only the highest quality Midland doors. Call Chapman Overhead Doors for a free quote today. 541-1179. That's 541-1179.
When you get hungry, get to Subway and Lamar's on the corner of Business Highway 75 and 3 or the Walmart location. Subway's classic breakfast menu is served all day. You can get $5 footlongs when you buy two in the app or online. Reward yourself with Subway My Way Rewards. Earn while you eat. You can enroll at Subway.com. Try the barbecue classic while they last or any one of the classic sandwiches made your way. Subway on the corner of Business Highway 75 and 3 and at the Walmart location, Subway in Lamar's.
Coach's Corner, live on 1410 AM, 96.9 FM, KLEM. Here's Denny Callahan.
Well, we're over time here just a little bit, but wanted to get all of those comments in from the bowling coaches. And thanks to Shane Desenius for joining us earlier in the program talking Bulldog Wrestling. It's going to be exciting winter sports season, it looks like. Success on every level, it sounds like, for the bowlers, the wrestlers, and the basketball teams. Thanks for joining us. Next week, we'll talk some girls basketball with Lamar's Community's Cody Dierkup and Galen Catholic's Brandon Schecker on Coach's Corner.